Colourful Radio.
Colourful Radio.
Where music hasn't lost its soul.
A classic two-step tune right here on Colourful Radio. Phyllis Hyman with Don't Tell Me, Tell Her. It's 12:25 right here on Colourful, online and on DAB. Now, the Evening Standard has said that it's a heavenly hit. Glorious fun, says the Daily Telegraph, and it answered all my prayers and more, said the Daily Mail. These are just a few of the reviews for Sister Act the Musical. And I tell you, colourful people, it gives me great pleasure to actually welcome Patina Miller from Sister Act the Musical. She plays the lead. Here she is right here in the Colourful Studios. Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. So glad that you can actually come to see us today, Patina.
God, thank you for having me.
Oh, congratulations on the fantastic reviews, first and foremost. I mean, it just must be so superb to be in a production that everyone seems to be loving.
Yes, yes. I mean, it's a blessing, you know. It's actually a dream come true.
Oh, I'm loving that already. Now, you play disco diva Dolores Van Cartier. I love that. I love that name. I do. Whoopi Goldberg's role in the film version. Mm-hmm. So how does it feel for you to step into Whoopi Goldberg's shoes, so to speak?
I keep saying it. At first, it was very nerve-wracking, and I was very nervous and anxious and all those things. But when I met Whoopi, she sort of calmed me down and just told me to do what I want to do and just have fun. And
lovely.
So after that, it was just exciting and just ready to just dive in and create this character for the stage, you know?
And there were so many people who actually went for this role as well.
How many of you? They said there were about 1,000.
Oh my goodness. Well done, Patina. And you're from South Carolina.
Oh yeah.
Originally. That's why we have to tell them. That's why you have this accent of yours.
Yes, my little southern accent.
You see, some Americans don't think they have an accent. So are you willing to actually...
No. I have one.
You have an accent.
Oh yeah.
Now, the film version of Sister Act has gospel music in it, but I believe the stage version is actually disco. Why is this?
Well, you know, we wanted to make it different, you know. It's that whole thing of when you remake a movie, what are you going to do different and how are you going to tell it on stage and make people come to the theater to see it? It has to be a different experience. Mm. So they thought of the musical version of the show, and they thought they would get Alan Menken, who's amazing, 8-time Oscar-winning Disney guy, composer, and we transplanted all of the action to the 70s, and disco is just the only way you can do this score, you know what I mean? It's just funky and fresh and just really groovy, and it just fits so well with the show.
Is Alan the same guy behind High School Musical?
No. He's Beauty and the Beast, Little Mermaid, all of the Disney things that you know and love.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm with you now. Yes, I understand his involvement now. And I know that Whoopi was actually over here to promote the musical, but I was told that she's actually scared of flying. So how did she manage the trip over?
You know what? She did. She took a little course on flying.
Did she really?
She did.
Plenty of Valium as well, probably, to calm her down. Well,
I don't know what she did, but she got here. and she came for us. So that was sort of really nice, you know, to know that she came over to help promote the show and to help with the show, and that she overcame her fear of flying, you know?
Absolutely, because I did wonder how that was going to happen. I was obviously very anxious for her because I thought she had to be present, and I was wondering how she was going to actually overcome this fear. So well done to Whoopi. And you're also in the musical with a multi-BAFTA nominee, Sheila Hancock.
Oh, yeah.
She plays the uptight Mother Superior, doesn't she? What was it like to work with her?
I tell you, Sheila is amazing. I mean, everyone over here calls her a national treasure.
Oh, she is.
And
she's a legend.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's amazing. I mean, I learned so much from her every day, just being with her on stage. And, you know, I mean, she's sassy. You know, I love it. I love it so much.
And how's Ian Lavender? Because we know him from Spike, who was in Dad's Army back in the days.
Ian, I love Ian. Ian's great. Just always making me laugh.
Oh, and how many actually of you in the cast? Because, of course, you know, when we think about the film, we see a host of all these nuns singing joyously. So how many of you in the cast?
It's about 30-something cast members, I think, including swings. It's a lot of people.
That's busy.
Yeah.
That is work.
Very
busy.
That is work.
And I heard that Beyoncé actually went to see the show. She absolutely loved it.
Huh.
And she was so inspired after seeing the production that now she wants to... to play the lead in the remake of the film.
I mean, I can't blame her. It's a great role. It's a great show.
I'm wondering, do you reckon it will probably be made because Beyoncé wants it?
You know what? I think we're just taking it one step at a time. You know, you got to see how this plays out and then see where you go from there. I mean, I think that's something that would be amazing if it did happen, you know? So we'll see.
Okay.
Never say never.
It's true. And when is this musical on until? I know it starts in May. Are you on until, is it February?
I'm scheduled to be on until May 2010.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a long haul. And Wednesdays is matinee days as
Wednesdays
well.
Wednesdays are matinee days.
Right. Is Wednesday the only matinee day?
No, Saturdays as well.
Right. So my Wednesday and Saturday is two shows in the day.
Yes.
Then from Monday to Saturday, 7:30.
Uh-huh.
Well done.
Yeah.
It is work. I know it.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Teedra Moses. And when I'm in London, I'm listening to Colourful Radio.